Hello everyone, Chindika Mercy here. Today we're going to talk about Our Father Hears Us. Psalms 34 verse 17. The Lord hears His people when they call to Him for help. He rescues them from all their troubles. As a child of God, you must know that the Lord hears you. The Lord takes care of His children. So every time you cry to Him for help, He hears you and is ready to rescue you from all your troubles. Let's look at an example from Exodus chapter 3, verse 7 to 9, from the NLT as well. Then the Lord said to him, I have certainly seen the oppression of my people in Egypt. I have heard their cries of distress because of their harsh slave drivers. Yes, I am aware of their suffering, so I have come down to rescue them from the power of the Egyptians and lead them out of Egypt into their own fertile and spacious land. It is a land flowing with milk and honey, the land where the Canaanites, the Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites now live. Look, the cry of the people of Israel has reached me, and I have seen how harshly the Egyptians abused them. So the Lord was able to hear the Israelites when they cried out to God. He heard their cry and He sent Moses to rescue them. Hallelujah. So you must know as a child of God that your Father hears you. Your Father takes care of you. Your Father is concerned with what concerns you. So you should always know that every time you cry out to Him, He hears you and He is ready to rescue you from all your troubles. Let's look at another scripture. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 12, the Bible says in the same NLT, the eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right, and His ears are open to their prayers, but the Lord turns His face against those who do evil. So if you're not a child of God, if you haven't given your life to Jesus, that's the only time the Lord will not hear you. But for those that do right, for those that are the children of God, His ears are open to their ears. So if you're a child of God, do not think that the Father does not hear you. He hears you. And peradventure, if you're not yet a child of God, allow me to lead you so that in this prayer, so that you can also be a child of God, so that the Lord can also hear your prayers. Just pray this prayer with me. You know what the Bible says? It says, believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. So we believe that Jesus is Lord and Savior, and then we confess it with our mouth. So pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord, thank you for dying for my sins. I believe you paid a price so that I can be reconnected to the Father. I accept your gift of salvation. And I pray that you come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' mighty name, I am now a child of God. Amen. So if you have prayed that prayer, that means you're now a child of God. That means now you do right. So that means the Lord will hear your prayers. I don't know whatever troubles you're going through, whatever issues are surrounding you. Remember, the Lord hears His people when they call to Him for help, and He rescues them from all their troubles. And then let's look at the last scripture, Hebrews 4:16. So it says, So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive His mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need the most. Let us come boldly to His throne of grace. We will find help from Him. So don't think that your God doesn't hear you. He hears you. So cry to Him for help. Whatever problems or situations you're going through, cry to Him for help, and He'll rescue you from all your troubles. Let us pray. Dear Father, thank you that you hear our prayers. Thank you that you hear our cries for help. So Lord, we are grateful that you are a Father that hears us. So we come boldly to your throne of grace because we know we will find the help that we need. So we come to you, we lay down all our burdens, knowing that you are the one that rescues your children from all their troubles. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Till we meet again in the next podcast, Chindika Mercy here. Bye-bye.